I accidentally smoked PCP multiple times, or laced weed laced with something.
Really?
In Texas, yeah, my whole rugby team. We bought weed. Did I ever tell you about this? We bought weed from a waitress at like Langhorne.
No, all
like
you told steakhouse. Me. All you told me was that you guys got off the plane in cowboy hats.
So we got off
and
the plane.
I have hated you guys ever since.
So my whole we had to play. It was in, I think, Fort Worth in Texas.
Damn, what's Texas rugby? Were they good?
Well, it was nationals. No big deal. It was just teams from all over the country.
Yeah, it was teams. It was kids who couldn't play football from all over the country.
Yeah, it was the elite. It was the elite subclass of athletes. It was the elite class of athletes who like smoked weed before their sporting practice.
So basically. At this point,
it was like the best frisbee golfers in the world who played rugby.
At this point, it was pretty much like kids who could have made the team.
Yeah, all but like in one it was spot. All kids who like had. Remember how you had to sign that thing for football saying like you wouldn't do drugs? Everyone who fucking crumpled that and was like, "Fuck that, coach." Yeah. We all played rugby.
Hell yeah.
And I also didn't get a lot of fucking field time freshman football. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the real qualifier for rugby.
I was like 160-pound DN.
It's like, did your coach hate you?
Yeah.
Come play rugby.
Yeah. I mean, I was sick at gym class wrestling. But yeah, so we played.
Good at wrestling is, yeah. I'm not saying you can't be a good wrestler.
But I couldn't, again, people like, join the team. I was like, nah, I'm still playing rugby. It's like, we can smoke weed before practice and fuck around. It's really fun. But yeah, most of my team, we showed up in cut sleeve flannels and cowboy hats. So we got off the plane. It was just a bunch of 17-year-olds just walking around like, oh, what do you do?
Oh, it's so funny.
And everyone was dressed normal.
Yeah, you got off in an airport. So everyone was clearly normal people.
I know. So we got off like, what's up, y'all? And everyone was just sitting there just like, what the fuck? We're like, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. There was definitely a me that was hungover sitting there waiting for a flight. You dickheads got off. He was just like, fucking
God damn
it. I wish that plane crashed.
Oh, so we got off. We played. We had like a day or two of tournaments. We lost in like the semifinals or whatever it was. So we had to play the next day after that for like whether we're in third or fourth place, and we were just like, whatever, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
So we had the fucking dedicated sportsmen.
I was going to say, there probably wasn't. Yeah.
Like, whatever. So then that night we went out to Langhorne. We went out to like some steakhouse, whatever the fuck it was called. Longhorn.
Steakhouse, dude.
So we went out to like some sort of place like that, and there was these fucking... We had a beautiful waitress. Dude, the women in Texas are fucking gorgeous.
Nice.
Gorgeous. So like we're out there just fucking... Big fucking, just a beautiful big titted blonde dude waitress.
Wow.
So we're down there, we're having a good old time. And I think me or someone else, we started telling the waitresses, it was like our coach was like in the other booth, we're like, we need to buy some weed, where can we get it around here? And this chick's like, oh, like, here's my number, pick me up after, you know, or like, I'll meet you at the hotel. I forget how this happened. But so after we got back to the hotel, me and my boy Schiavis, dude, we went out.
Wait, Schiavis was on the rugby team?
Yeah, Schiavis was on the rugby team.
Oh, you guys only had elite athletes.
Exactly, dude.
You and Schiavis were in nationals?
Yeah, dude.
That this is my perfect for my theory.
So we went, dude.
Schiavis was the captain, dude?
No, I was the fucking captain, dude. So I was captain senior year. I wasn't captain yet.
Yeah.
So this chick picks us up and just drives us to God fucking knows where, King of the Hill country. And she's like, all right, it was the ounce of weed was $60.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right.
King of the Hill country.
It looked like King of the Hill around me.
Yeah.
We had no idea where we were. These chicks were driving us. So I put $60 in a mailbox, spin the block, come back. Lo and behold, there's a fucking ounce of weed. So I'm like, sick. We smell it. I'm like, dude, it smells like cleaner, like some sort of cleaning product. I'm like, weird.
Fuck it.
And I'm like, exactly. So we're like, whatever, we announce weed, this is going to be sick. Let's go back and smoke it. So me and like, I think I've talked about this before, but it was like my whole team, there was like probably 16 fucking kids, 17-year-olds. So we all sat in the parking lot with an ounce of weed and people rolling up joints. People were eating it and shit, fucking like, fuck yeah. Like people were eating the weed.
Yeah.
So we like smoked literally like an ounce of weed between all of us, just rolling joints back to back, smoking as we couldn't get like smoking as much weed as humanly possible. You know when you're in high school and you like smoked weed till like you passed out basically?
Yeah.
So we're fucking smoking. Finally, we're like, all right, let's go back inside. Let's get those chicks to come hang out with us. So they were supposed to. It was already
also
set.
No, by the way.
What?
I didn't smoke weed until I passed out.
Man. In high school, I used to sit in a...
I used to drink Natural Light until I passed out.
I used to do both, dude. The first time I drank, I literally fell down in my driveway and passed out. But I remember, like, when I was younger too, like, I would make sure all the windows were up in the, like, it had to be a hot box. I had to hold my head in as long as possible.
All right. Yes. I do remember.
So we fucking smoke all this weed, and then I'm walking up the stairs back into the hotel, and I was literally fucking floating up the stairs, and I was like, oh my God, this is not weed we just smoked. And then we were all in the room. I was breathing a blue flame out of my mouth, and like, there was eight people being like, ah, like I was breathing it. So we're like, people were throwing ice at me and shit, and I was running around this room. It was like, ah, it was like Godzilla-ing a blue flame out of my mouth. And then like, I opened the door to get out of the room. There was like, the rest of my rugby team was like running around like army men having like an imaginary war. It was fucking crazy, dude.
Wow.
So then these chicks come over, the waitress and her friend, slamming fucking hot. And this other guy, I'll never fucking forgive him, such a fucking dork. We're all talking, and the chick was saying in pig Latin that she was trying to buck me. So I'm like, this
she's
guy,
trying to get a hold of the captain. She's
trying to get a hold of the captain. Of
she
the team,
saw the
dude.
Captain.
Trying to hit the captain, dude. So then, like, so she this guy, I'm like, what? You're saying, like, I'm horny, but, like, my more, and something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm fucking, like, dusted out of my mind.
On the cum net.
I was going to my friend, like, or this dude, not my fucking friend, obviously. I'm like, Jake, what the fuck is she saying? And he was like, I'm not telling you. I'm not saying. I was like, fucking loser. So then I'm like, all right, dude. So I'm like, I'm with these two girls. And I'm like, one of them gave me a Listerine breast strip. She was like, do you want one of these? I was like, what is that? And I put it in my mouth, and I was like, are you guys giving me drugs? And I freaked out, thinking they were, like, feeding me acid unknowingly. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? I started freaking out at them. And then my rugby coach came out and was like, Matt, what the fuck are you doing out in the hallway? And I was like, huh? And he's like, go to fucking bed. I was like, oh, no. I was still trying to, like, bring them back to my room, but I didn't know where I was. I was in, like, a labyrinth of hotel rooms. I was like, oh, no. He's like, get the fuck out. You guys go home. You go to bed. Dude, so my
was
whole –
was your rugby coach chill?
He was so – we called a hooker to his room at one point. We watched out the balcony as she came up, and we saw him, like, oh, geez, go the fuck away. It was so funny. So he's already fucking hot.
You guys are the Bad News Bears.
We called
dude.
A hooker to us.
Yeah, you guys are the Bad News Bears, dude. Just doing PCP and hookers. You guys are like the 90s Dallas Cowboys, dude. This is crazy.
So then, like, since I had been breathing a flame the whole time, the one kid who ate the most weed just laid in bed the whole time and was like, they was freaking out, but they were throwing ice at me. So he slept in a bed of ice all night long.
He was like, I'm cold.
So the next morning, we wake up to battle for third and fourth place.
How'd that go?
I forget. I don't even know if we won. But the kid who had been all morning, we're all laughing. Like, dude, that was fucking crazy last night. I was so fucked up. He was just like, I don't feel well, dude. I don't fucking know what happened. I don't feel right. Blah, 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 blah. So we're playing. I don't even know if we won or lost. But at one point, this kid didn't say a word all day to any of us. During the game, he came out of nowhere and hit some. It might have been the hardest hit I've ever seen in my life.
He hit someone?
Yeah, he fucking leveled. He fucking PCP'd leveled someone, dude. And we were all just like, the whole game stopped. We're like, holy fuck. And then he like slowly came to after that. But he just needed to level someone.
That's sick. You guys took PCP and played rugby.
Well, the next day. It was worth it. Yeah. But yeah, he fucking hit someone hard. I remember just sitting there just being like, holy fuck. We were all like the next day just running around like,
that's good performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah, dude, that was definitely
kid nuts.
But yeah, dude, we all got dusted in Texas from a young age, and it was like, and then one other time I smoked weed and I was like, well, I know what this is, and I was like,
you could feel it.
Yeah, it's a horrible feeling.
Damn. And that's such a mind fuck, because I mean, you smoke enough weed, you would be able to tell.
Oh yeah,
like if I smoked it and it was laced with something, I would be convinced it was just me freaking out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And that, luckily, though, it happened to me when I was, like, 17. I had no concept of, like, getting in trouble or something bad happening to me. But the second time, I was like, this isn't right. And I was like, fuck. And then I was just like, whoa, the McDonald's sign looks sick. And I was like, never mind, this is awesome. But, yeah, dude, now I don't really smoke much weed anymore. Really,
yeah,
at all.
You smoked weed and it turned you into a moth.
What?
You were just I was just like... You were, like, trying to get to a streetlight.
Yeah. When I was little,
he had a bus driver that told you his son grew weed on an Indian reservation.
Well, no,
you held on to that until right now, till this moment. You're like, it's time for me to finally break out this fact I've been storing for years, dude, for 20 years.
My bus driver told me his son was dating an Indian chick, a Native American.
Why were you talking to your bus driver?
My bus driver Charlie was like my favorite bus driver for sure. But he,
why were you talking to him?
I used to sit up front and just chill and talk to the bus. He was the man. Because we used to get in trouble on the bus. Me and my cousin used to get kicked up to the front seat all the time.
And then it was just time to talk shop with Charlie.
We were on like a, a one year, me and my cousin got brought up to the front seat and were put on a full year front seat treatment where we had to sit in the front no matter what.
Yeah.
And I think we had this guy, Charlie, came on and took over for Cheryl, who looks exactly
Cheryl, dude.
Looks exactly like the bus driver from South Park.
Miss Crabtree. Right? Crabtree? Yeah.
So this guy, Charlie, like, we were like sitting up there talking to him, and he was like, yeah, dude, like, I think it was like the first or second time like sitting up front with him. He's like, dude, my son just moved to an Indian reservation. This girl has huge tits, dude. His girlfriend, I'm talking. He was like, dude, I remember him doing the hand signs. I'm like, dude, this
doing the hand signs with tits? Taking tits, his hands like, off the steering wheel with like, the kids? That's awesome.
There was this big bump on Ivy
Mills. What grade were you in?
I was in probably like seventh by then. Damn. I was old enough to appreciate like big fat titties.
Yeah, and it's and you should appreciate that Charlie, the bus driver, was like talking to seventh graders. He's like, yo, my son's girlfriend's fat tits, dude. You would love them. You would love them, kid.
Grow weed on this Indian resident. This guy was cool as fuck, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure he seemed cool as fuck to a seventh grader.
Yeah, he was.
Now, if I saw that guy, I'd be like, you're a fucking idiot, dude.
He's still, dude, there was this bump.
True, that is sick.
I don't know if you have any bumps like this around you, like in the road that are like, it's a legendary, like if you go over, it's a 5 mile per hour like signs, because if you hit this, you'll catch air in a car.
Yeah.
It's
and a fucking a bus. That's a catapult,
wicked
dude.
Wicked fucking bump.
It's a trebuchet.
So we're in the back with my cousin, or we're like in the car, and we're like, Charlie, dude, you won't speed over this bump. And he's like, I'll hit a bump. I don't care.
Damn,
you
know? Charlie rules.
Dude. We're all like, oh, wait, like we realized he was about to do it. We're like, Charlie, no, stop. Dude, he hit this bump. I swear, God, strike me down if I'm lying, a girl went up out of her seat and her head hit the top of the bus. Like, holy fuck.
Charlie,
dude. He was the fucking man.
Wow.
Love that guy.
Yeah, I take back him being a loser.
Dude, he hit the fucking Ivy Mill
bump. He hit the bump?
In a bus in full speed. And we're like, no. I remember this girl just went, bump, bump, and flew up in the air.
I've seen videos of that, and it used to be like my favorite thing.
It's crazy.
If you look at school bus crashes, they're like one of the funniest things. Obviously, that's a tragedy on a massive scale, but bus crashes, because they all have cameras inside.
Yeah.
Like, I think one of the first videos I saw on the internet was like a school bus that flipped on its side. And all the kids just fly against the wall, and it's really great.
There was actually recently a limo accident.
I saw that.
Like,
20 people, dude.
20 people, dude.
Woo!
Party rocking in the house. Was like, everyone dies, dude.
20 people in a limo, dude. Oh, fuck.
You got a real good girl, bro. You better fucking blah. What if it was just the groom's? You know, there's sometimes there's a groom side limo and a bride side limo. Yeah. It was just, imagine if you were a dude and your girl and all her friends got Armageddon. You're like, dude, it's gonna be so sick. And fucking,
it's gonna be such a sick wedding. Oh, everyone's dead?
Like two of your sisters die, yeah. Your fucking wife, all of her friends, your aunt was in there with her.
That's awesome.
Holy shit, dude. You're
that's some
like,
fucking biblical. That's like Job, dude. He's like, oh, yeah, my whole family just died once?
Or half, dude.
That's a good, if I had to pick my fucking dogs or my bitches.
Your bitches are
my
all,
bitches
all
dying.
Your bitches
yeah, dude.
No
easy.
Fucking holes.
Easy. That's an easy limo pick. Which one explodes?
I mean, to make, you know, to make like a, I guess I'm an eternal optimist. Imagine you and all of your dogs becoming single at once like that. It's got to be like, man, this is so fucked up. Dude, week two, you're probably like, what do you guys want to do? This
yeah,
is
kind of
fucking
our
sick.
Bitch died. She's on the cover of the fucking
all of our
New York
died.
Post. Dude.
All of our bitches died.
Let's get nuts.
All of our bitches died, dude.
If you're going to lose a girl, hopefully she dies.
With all of your other friends, girlfriends,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just party time. Then it's party no, rocking like... in the house tonight.
Yeah, dude. I would just try my... I would spend the rest of my life trying to reenact that limo scene with me and my boys, dude. I would just be in limos 24/7, dude.
There was a bachelorette party a couple years ago that did the same thing.
That fucking...
Bachelorette was... party that, like, burned in a party bus.
What?
Yeah. And it's just funny to think of all those inflatable dicks in there.
Oh.
And that's what you die around with, like, dick toys everywhere.
That's fucking horrible.
Yeah, man.
Did you ever see Troll Doll's asses?
Yeah.
They got fat,
plump,
thick asses.
Round, fucking dude, thick
Troll
asses.
Troll Doll has a nice fat
I remember
ass.
Rubbing a fucking ass cheek or two as a kid. Me and my cousin got in a fist fight over a Troll Doll.
Did you really?
I brought it to show and tell. He threw his out. Threw it in the trash.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant show and tell the strip club. I'm like, damn, how recent was
fucking,
this fight,
yeah,
dude?
At the strip club. So what are you doing with my Troll Doll, dude?
I thought he like threw his on stage.
No,
I'm like, all
we
right.
were kids. I was at show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I fished his out of the trash can from his house.
Dang.
And then show and tell, I brought this troll doll. I was like, this is my best toy. And he was like, that was mine. And we fist fought in front of the class.
Fucking savage. What grade was this?
12th. No. Yeah, we were seniors in high school. It was right after I was accepted to the United States Military Academy.
Was it really?
Yeah. And then I was fighting over troll dolls. But anyway, back to this.
What grade was this?
I don't know. Fucking second?
Second grade.
Yeah, kids.
So he threw out a troll doll.
He threw it out, and I fished it out.
Why'd he throw it out?
Because he's a part of the bourgeoisie. Dude, you think you can just throw away troll dolls?
That's true.
I was a fucking lowly fucking...
That's how Cabbage Patch kids are born. If you throw away a troll doll...
It grows.
It grows into a Cabbage Patch kid.
And then a young girl tends to it like it's a baby.
What are they called? Garbage Pail Babies
or
something?
Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, I think I'm a Garbage Pail Kid.
Yeah,
exactly. What toy was that? They used to sell like babies that came out of the trash?
I never fucked with those trash kids.
Oh, but like...
I was a troll man.
Sure.
WWF figures.
Sure.
X-Men.
Sure.
Green army man.
Yeah, I was
all day.
Green plastic art. Dude, if you could put me in a bathtub with a couple of green army men.
Lights out.
I mean, the mission was fucking going down.
Imagine if you could come back then, too. You could fire one off and then let the boys fight.
Oh, my God. Dude, I so love.
Over the precious oil.
Oh, my God.
That oil slick floating on the toes.
Yeah, I was big in I used to like G.I. Joe figures, and I used to like taking Ninja Turtles and like popping them open and like putting their legs back. Sense. That was fun too. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could twist a G.I. Joe's torso around and like. I used to dismember my toys.
Yeah, I bet.
I used to fuck them up.
That makes sense.
Yeah, when I saw Napoleon Dynamite, we used to do that. We used to put the fucking G.I. Joe on a string and let it dangle out, and then pull it back in. Or we would just like, when I was little, we used to put like toys in the road. Then, like, wait and, like, sit back, and then a car, like, boom, we'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, see, I didn't have, like, older brothers or anybody around to influence my toys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
I was just pure.
You had undisturbed play.
I had undisturbed, nothing I did was gay play. You had to, like, destroy shit.
Well, that was the thing.
As a unit.
I know, I'm pretty sure this is accurate. This, of my own volition, around, like, sixth or seventh
Yeah, I do
grade.
Believe any of the destruction was seventh, also part of yours.
Sixth or seventh grade, I remember I had a teddy bear when I was little. I never got like a blankie or hung up on a teddy bear, but I had a teddy bear.
Yeah.
I remember seventh grade, I like renounced this teddy bear and ripped the stuffing from outside of it and hung it from a tree.
Whew.
So my parents were pulling up the driveway.
Oh my God.
There's a teddy
dude.
Bear just hanging from a tree, and they're like, take that down right now.
Holy shit, dude.
I thought it was funny.
What was the teddy bear's name?
I didn't even name it, dude. I didn't really. Someone bought me a teddy bear, and I never really got into like
stuffed animals.
Those kind of objects of like how people have like a blanket. Or
me neither.
A security object.
I almost wanted to. I mean, remember as a kid wanting to have.
My
like
cousin
that.
Had a blanket. Yeah, he had a blanket, and I remember being like,
I was thinking it was cool.
Yeah, I didn't judge it. I was just kind of like, yeah, I was jealous. Kind of like, damn, dude, he's got like he can like. I never transferred anything onto an object.
I was jealous of people with imaginary friends.
True.
I was like, I wish I probably dabbled with it.
True. I probably gave it
a shot. I was like, what's up, Fred?
Yeah, I don't know if I had it.
And just a minute later, I'd be like, what am I fucking you gay, realize dude?
You're speaking
I'm
to
fucking
the,
gay,
you're
speak-
dude. You just realize you're speaking to the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a thing, though. That's like it's part of like, your parents are your two primary objects. And part of that is you're so freaked out by not getting their constant attention, you put that all on an object and you kind of like get that nurturance off like a blanket or a teddy bear.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Never did it. I didn't give a fuck.
Nah, you never gave
hated
a fuck,
my
dude. No gods, no masters.
Exactly.
Dude.
I hated my mom and dad.
No parents,
dude.
No fucking gods, no,
no
masters.
No parents, no fucking security objects, dude.
Never. The only time a beach trip's fun is if you go with friends or like cousins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not just your immediate family. That kind of sucks. Yeah. Well, you have three brothers, so that'd be fun, but.
That'd be tight.
I have two sisters. And my fucking girlfriend there. It was like,
man, dude.
Like, let's go on that bike ride and get saltwater taffies. I'm like, I'm going to stay in the house.
I'm going to sit in the air conditioner.
This is retarded.
Yeah,
this is...
fuck
anyway,
that.
So we're all having fun in the pool. And then this fucking bird swooped too low. Flying mid-flight, this fucking German Shepherd jumps in the air and snatched a bird out of the air.
Fuck.
Nice.
And killed it. And I just heard my mom like, ah! I was in the pool like, what the fuck is going on? I look up, he's ripping a bird in half.
Holy
like, holy
fuck.
Shit,
wait, what kind
dude?
Of bird was it? Seagull?
No, it was just a bird. I don't know. Like a fucking sparrow.
That would be funny as big dogs. Seagulls.
No, no, no.
See
fast,
that?
Dude, you ever see a dead seagull?
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking huge.
Yeah, yeah, they are big.
Killed a few.
Like chickens.
In my
time. Man. How'd you kill a seagull?
Three-man slingshot and rocks. Just throwing rocks.
Nice.
That's hilarious. My cousin,
I mean, it's been a while since I'm fucking born.
Yeah, true that. You got at least have a couple bodies under your belt, dude. My cousin killed a gull.
You ever do the Alka-Seltzer?
Yeah, we used to give it to him. I know it's hard to track him.
Yeah, they don't really. People are like, yeah, they were trying. They don't really go down for it.
Yeah,
I mean, they go down for literally like shit on a beach. Yeah, yeah, but for that, it's like I don't know.
We were throwing it bread, and my cousin sat off the top of a deck with a wiffle ball bat.
So okay.
They swooped down for the bread, and my cousin just connected it right in his chest. Jesus, and he just went, Christ. And fell dead.
That's terrible.
It was fucked up for sure, but
yeah. No, that's terrible.
I think we're like trying to give him Alka Seltzer. It wasn't taken, so he's like, throw up a piece of bread, I'll hit it with this bat. And we're like, all right, dude, fucking do it.
I mean, that's funny. It'd probably be funny.
Because really I was like, no way it's dead. I went down and touched its wings, and it was just, I'm like, oh my God, this thing's fucking huge. And it was just dead as a fucking doorknob. Oh,
poor guy.
Hey.
He just Randy Johnson's this thing.
Yeah, that's great.
He fucking crushed it. He just McGuire'd a seagull with a wiffle ball bat. It was like, plink. And it just went, meh.
Like, damn. With a wiffle ball bat, yeah. Too. That must have been a decent cut.
Right to the chest. He probably stopped his fucking heart, dude. Bat right in the fucking seagull heart.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's how you kill a gull. We used to actually go on the beach, and his parents rented a house literally on the beach. And we used to get the same thing, 3-man slingshot,
put
water balloons in it, and sit back at our deck. Fly them onto the beach and have everyone take turns standing there watching him. Like, oh my God, this fucking hits so hard.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
So funny.
When you're a kid, you don't think how far this thing's gonna go, and then the first couple like successfully launched, you're like, holy shit.
Those things should be illegal.
Oh, absolutely.
We were launching water balloons, dude. Imagine you had a nice day with your family and all of a sudden and it's totally
slapped.
And then you just have we would just walk off the beach like, so what's coming? You just put it away and just sit on the deck and just like,
you ever have it explode because you filled it up too much?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Because then you're like, come on. It's the worst.
I talked about this before on the cast when we bombed the trolley with like fruit and stuff. I had to have talked about this.
I don't recall.
So we used to go down to Ocean City, and there's a trolley that runs around Ocean City, which just, you know, picks everyone
Ocean
up.
Ocean City, Jersey? Or Maryland?
Yeah, Ocean City, New Jersey. And there's a trolley that picks people up. Might even be like a little bus, but it has like open windows and everything, and it's like nice for the summertime. And you can take it runs all along the boardwalk. So the one time we pelted it with like tomatoes and eggs and shit when everyone was standing on there, and like that wasn't enough because we would like wave it down to come stop and get us, then a bunch of us would come out and be like, bam, bam, bam. So we put my cousin was like, I'll ride it and then catch it on the next street and bomb it with eggs. We fucking bombed it, and my cousin, everyone was all fired up. My cousin's like, come on, let's go get them, I think I know where they are. And no one followed him off the bus, and he just ran and caught up with us. He's like, dude, they wouldn't fucking come with me.
Oh, he was trying to get the
people. Trying to lure people to come onto the beach with us. We're all gonna be like, yeah, fuck you. But like, he was like, they started coming off, and they like were like, yeah, nah, fuck that,
come on guys, I think I know where they are. It's like, oh, this guy's gonna rape us. This guy's trying to rape us.
He's the like, I was like, yo, who'd you hit? And like, I hit the guy with the earring. Like, yeah, I aimed for him too. Everyone just threw it at the same fucking guy.
Oh man,
it was fucked up. Everyone's on Hawkins' dick right now.
Yo, fuck Hawkins,
dude. So. I could give a fuck about Stephen Hawkins. You know, he had the option to change his voice.
No.
Yeah, he could have had like any fucking voice, dude.
Could have had Siri.
That would have been tight.
But he's stuck with robot.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
I saw this thing on Reddit today, and it was a guy like found a buried treasure in my parents' room, and it was like a Stephen Hawkins cassette. It's like, throw it the fuck out, dude.
Ugh.
Throw it out.
Ugh.
What did he do?
Fuck him,
fake-ass Einstein, dude.
Fuck that motherfucker.
I've watched specials where he's like, and the universe is actually, and I'm like, boring, dude. Next. Give me some fucking Carl Sagan, dude.
Give me Sagan. I'm sick of this fucking
Sagan. I don't even fuck with DeGrasse Tyson anymore.
Nah, me neither.
I bought his fucking audiobook. Trash.
DeGrasse went full Bill Nye. He's in it for fucking fame, dude.
See, he's
a fucking fame hog.
Forgot his humble roots in elementary school science fairs, dude.
Yeah, dude. He needs to stick with that. Pouring some fucking vinegar into a fake
volcano. Did you ever make a volcano?
No.
As soon as I had a science fair, bro, I made a volcano instantly.
No, I couldn't.
That was my top. I made a volcano, second science fair, replica of the moon with plaster of Paris.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It was off the hook.
The only science fair.
I didn't place.
I did one science fair. I think it was like 7th or 8th grade, and I did, is home field advantage real in college football?
That's not all science, dude.
Yeah, I know. I lost. No one even looked at it, but I just had a picture of Notre Dame Stadium on one of those fucking...
On the trifold?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I did in junior year, I did a chemistry project that was a purely fake project. Me and my friend just got drunk. My parents went to the mountains. We got drunk. And just like put like, I remember we just put pictures of like weird shit on this board and just lifted it up and like put it on the table. And this lady was just like, D. She's like, that's nothing.
What was your project?
It was supposed to be like a with like a famous chemist and like, you know, what they did and how they changed the world. And we were drinking wine, so we like just put pictures of King Henry everywhere because we're calling it King Henry the Eighth. We're drinking, we were like hammered. I woke up the next day and I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude, I can't even see. It was just us writing like King Henry on the thing.
Oh man,
that sucks. You didn't place at the science fair.
No, I thought college football home field advantage would have been a big
scientific debate. Been a big should have hit. Done concussions, dude.
I was.
You should have just done like an African accent and went in there like, oh, "This is really bad." This
I was
is
really not. Bad. Was that Asian?
No, fucking Will Smith.
Yeah. I was pretty much the Will Smith of college football home field advantage. I broke it in and the college football NCAA.
They shut it down, dude. Yeah,
NCAA started giving me death threats. They're like, don't let the people know about this. That's why there's so many neutral site games now. They found my studies.
They found your fucking like lightboard, your trifold. They're like, holy fuck, we got
this guy's onto
this.
It. I remember the picture too because it was Notre Dame Stadium and I just ripped it out of a calendar I had. So it had like the shitty, the top of it was all ripped.
You already own property.
You're a white man that owns property, dude. You can vote now.
True that. I own property when I was 22, dude. I'm not bragging. Wow. But I bought a house back when I was 22. But
wow.
It's what it is, dude. It's what it is. Sick. Blood, sweat, and tears, dude. How's it pay off? Not really, dude.
It didn't pay off for you?
I can't sell the one house.
Why?
It's just impossible, dude. No one fucking wants it.
Oh, no one's trying to buy it.
Yeah.
They will. Where's it at?
Mantua, West Philly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I got it's a around guy. Here? Yeah. I've showed you my place. Didn't I show you that?
I think I've been outside of it. Were you sleeping in it for a while? Were you staying?
I lived. Yeah, sleeping stayed in it. Yeah, yeah. Me and my brother bought it for like we split it.
Which brother?
Tom. We split it years ago when I was 22. We met this Irish guy.
I think I'm sorry. I think this is the most we've ever just had a conversation.
True.
Like, I don't think we're trying to podcast at all.
We're podcasting, dude. That's what a podcast is.
Yeah, I know, but this is like, wait, which brother?
Tom.
Oh, shit.
No, he...
Yeah, I think I went by there.
We met this Irish guy who had a food truck that he, like, gave up on. So my brother bought his food truck, and then we split the house, and he was like, give me, like, 26 grand for this house. He was like, no interest, pay me off in, like, 2 years, and I'll just give you the deed. He's like, as soon as you're done paying it. So we, dude, handshake agreement, did a fucking old school spit handshake. We're like, all right, we'll pay you the money, and then once we're done, you'll transfer the deed. Nothing in writing. He did it.
Wow, good for him. That'd been
but
sick,
that's like a year. That's like a year of rent. So then we paid that house off in like 2 years, and then I just lived in it free for like 4 years.
Oh, you lived there for 4 years?
Yeah,
yeah,
three or four. Maybe
I was inside that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's when I, dude, that's when I lived. That was the house I lived in when I tried to have an undisturbed ecosystem.
Yeah,
that's where like I didn't kill any. I had a ladybug colony. I let spiders roam. I let stray cats in my house.
You let spiders roam,
dude. That's I was 23 out of college, just like. Fuck this, dude. I'm just going to chill till 23
is a good age.
Oh, dude. If you ask, I was
you're
like.
You're naughty bee, dude. You're letting nature roam.
I was on top of the world, dude. In my head, 23? I was just like, God damn, I'm so smart. I have this all figured out. I was literally going to grow weed.
Every 23-year-old's about that.
Yeah. Like, I was going to grow weed in my house, sell it, and then move to Brazil. And I was like, game over, dude.
You won.
Didn't my plans didn't work, dude. I suck at growing weed, dude. I fucking tried it, just kept dying. I was like, fuck, dude. I was like, all I need to do is I was like trying to come up with 5 G's. I was like, oh duh, I'll just grow weed in my house. I'll get 5 G's and go to Brazil. And I just grew really bad weed and people were like, yeah, I don't really want this. And I was like, fuck. Never making it to Brazil.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's when I lived in there and I was like, the world's so fucked up, dude. I'm just gonna live in this house and just like chill here and fix this place up. And I was like, fuck, I don't know how to do anything like that. This sucks, dude. But yeah, man. My real estate portfolio fucking grows, dude.